Good morning, everyone. This is Gary Kay, and you are listening to my Daily Rants and Raves podcast, part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network. And you can check out all of our podcasts at ravepubs.com. I'm on the phone today, on the podcast today, joined by Steve Bagacki. Steve, we're going to introduce you to the market. Good morning. How are you doing, Steve?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Well, Steve, in case you don't know, Steve Bagacki is the new president and CEO at Cramer, and of course everyone knows Cramer, and everyone knows the person you're succeeding, that's Dave Bright. In fact, not only has he been in the industry a long time, but he's going to be honored at Infocom, which we'll do a separate podcast on a little bit later, maybe sometime before Infocom, hopefully, depending on his schedule. But I want to give you a chance to talk about your background and sort of what your opinion is for Cramer, because certainly Cramer has a lot of dealers out there, and a lot of people may not know who you are, even though you've been sort of in our industry in a weird way. So this isn't really your first foray into Pro AV.
I'll share with you a little bit of my background. I mean, my most recent assignment and position was with Belden, where I was the head of global sales and marketing. And as part of Belden, we had three specific business units or vertical markets that we'd go after. One was industrial. One was the enterprise connectivity space, and the other one was the pro broadcast space. And so my sort of soiree into the AV space really came from the enterprise connectivity business at Belden, and also with the pro broadcast space. So I had some experience working there specifically. You know, as we're starting to see things even more kind of converge together with the IT world, a lot of people are actually kind of mixing those two up from at least the infrastructure standpoint of the technology. And of course, Belden being an infrastructure provider from the cabling standpoint, you know, we touched a lot of companies that were in the space. In fact, some, you know, I know today are now my competitors. So that'll be interesting to see how that works out.
Well, I think, you know, certainly everyone, there's a lot of companies that use Belden. But I think what's interesting is you're still in the same segment of the industry, in that you're in the glue segment, right? There's the source products, and then there's the display products, and there's everything else in between, which is really where Cramer sits. So since you came from that segment of the industry, in different industries, in all cases, Belden was part of the glue that held systems together. So it should be a fairly easy transition.
Yeah. And in fact, you know, I was, you know, in fact, it was interesting when I first went to Belden. And by the way, before that, I worked a number of years in the networking business at Rockwell and so on. And that was more industrially focused. But it was interesting because people would refer to the wiring as kind of the passive products and the glue, as you said. And then there was kind of the, you know, the stuff with the blinky lights on it. And they call those, you know, the active products. And we sold Ethernet switches and so on and things like that, even at Belden, you know, mostly focused on industrial. But look, the transition, whether it's, you know, of how these architectures go together and the structures are pretty similar in terms of the parts and so on. So, yeah, I think I've kind of been around it inadvertently.
Well, how's it been? I mean, you've been on the job for a week and a day. have you taken over, or have you sent Dave to the beach?
Well, you know, come on, Dave is a great guy, and I mean, I've got so much to learn from him. So he's going to be around. Right now, the plan is till the end of the year, so that's a good thing. And so I'm glad to have him close. And so no, we didn't send him to the beach. He's here. And he's being very helpful in trying to get me bootstrapped into the position. But, you know, being here a week and a day, I am getting bootstrapped. And I would just say that I'm still very excited to be here. You know, I think it's a great opportunity. We have a great set of products. And, you know, the more I actually get to learn about Cramer, the more excited I actually get about some of the solutions and things we can bring to market. So, you know, Dave is... you know, he's not in my office every day, but he's around when I need him to talk to. And I think that's just a great resource to have him on board still.
I suspect I already know the answer to this, but should we expect any changes or anything new between now and Infocom or at the Infocom show?
I would say no. is that what you thought the answer was going to be?
I did. That's what I thought you'd say.
Oh, good. Yeah, no, I think, look, I've got a lot to learn here. And, look, there's a lot of things going right. So, you know, the last thing you want to do is screw it up somehow by accident. So, no, earth-shattering monumental changes between now and InfoComm. So,
well, I mean, quite honestly, I think you got a great job because you walked into a company that's growing and successful, and you've come into an industry that's not only exciting but also has huge growth potential. Those of us have been in the industry for 20 some years look at the industry as somewhat matured, but really we're in the very beginnings of this huge growth curve.
I think there's a huge transition going on, right? I mean, you've got a lot of hardware type devices moving now over to software devices. I think the technology is kind of cool. You know, in fact, how there's just all kinds of opportunities going to be created out of that. So, I think the challenge we're going to have is working actually with our dealers and so on and trying to explain to them how they're actually going to continue to make money doing this stuff. If it may move from, a hardware-based device to a software-based device, but, there's still, a top line they can drive and profitability and so on. So I think that's where we're going to spend a lot of time is working with our dealers and make sure that we kind of go through this transition in a good way, that everybody's benefiting from, the growth that's out there.
Well, of course, everyone will probably want to at least meet you and get a feel for you because, a lot of times the company culture is sort of steered from the top, right? I mean, people get used to, and Dave, I know Dave personally. I knew him back in the Mitsubishi days. He's a very laid-back guy, even though he commands a lot of respect and also is kind of the kind of guy that has no enemies, right? I mean, even his competitors loved him and still love him because he's just such a nice guy. What would you describe your personality, or what would you describe sort of your management or person interpersonal skills like?
Yeah, or maybe even related to that, kind of my style on this whole thing.
Yeah.
I mean, look, so I think I'm a very personable guy. I'm probably, and maybe this comes from my years of working at a publicly traded companies, which actually this is going to be kind of fun to do this job after spending, a number of years in New York Stock Exchange traded companies where things were basically very, very much bottom line driven. I think here, we can spend more time really working on making sure that our customers are really happy, that our just dealers are really happy, that our employees are really happy. And, at the end of the day, the only shareholders we have to worry about are kind of us. I mean, it's not the same as having Wall Street and a bunch of guys breathing down your neck about things. So it just kind of makes us focus better, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And so from my standpoint, I mean, I get to go do some of the things I really like doing, which is maybe spend more time in the field. In fact, I've asked Dave, I want to meet a bunch of the dealers coming up here. I know I'll have a chance to do that at InfoComm, and I'm really looking forward to that. So I would say that my style is very personable that way. I would say, though, that I've had enough years, though, of kind of rigor and kind of process improvement stuff, though, that I think I can bring that to the party to maybe figure out ways to be, I'm not going to say more planful, but perhaps just planful. So if you want to call it, personable and planful,
mm-hmm.
Is kind of how I think my style is. And then, I would say that there's very little ambiguity about what's going on. I think once we cast a plan and we're going to move forward with it, we'll communicate it well. And then, if people are having challenges or whatever it is, we'll talk about it and we'll figure out how to get people kind of back on the path or whatever it is if they're having trouble. So, I guess that would be the thing I'd say is I think hopefully people find me pretty personable too. I do think, though, that I probably have some rigor about me and the discipline that maybe just comes from my years of being in other businesses.
Yeah, I think the word I've heard from people who are friends of mine at Cramer is everybody's happy and seems to be excited about your level of expertise coming into the company. So I think that
mm-hmm.
Bodes well. And your background obviously will assist them because, mm-hmm. and I think you hit on a technology curve issue that that is important. And that is, we are transitioning from a primarily, if not exclusively, hardware business to probably one at some point in time that will be primarily, maybe not exclusively, but primarily a software business. And getting to that point would be important.
Right, right.
And I think that since you have that vision, that'll really help. And of course, for those people that don't know Cramer Electronics, they're easy to find on the web. Of course, you can check out Cramer It's KramerElectronics.com and also KramerUSA. I think you have like five different ways to get to Kramer on the
Yeah,
website, but of course,
yeah, which yeah.
of course, Kramer's been in our industry for, I don't know, I mean, I'm going to say at least 30 years, right? I'm
Yeah,
not.
for sure. Yeah, the company's been around that long, for sure.
Yeah, and of course, Dr. Kramer is, he's not only won a bunch of industry awards, but he's certainly well known and well respected, and still very much a part of the company. And
Yeah, very active. Yep.
I think people will be interested to finally meet you. And so I guess in a way, your coming out party to the industry will be at InfoComm, which is less than a month away, or right at a month away, I should say. So I know you
Yeah.
guys are busy over there. But I've been talking to Steve Bagecki, who is now the new CEO and president of Kramer Electronics. And as I said, you can check them out at KramerElectronics.com. And of course, if you want to talk to Steve, you can either wait to InfoComm or you can just call into Kramer. That's all I did. I just called right into Kramer and they put me right through to you. So that's a good sign. So
Yeah, well, I'm that guy.
well, welcome to the
So,
industry and thanks for
thank
joining
you.
me today. And everyone, thanks for listening. And of course, if you're going to be at InfoComm, you can't miss Kramer's booth. It's right near the entrance. And of course, you can check him out at KramerElectronics.com. Thanks for listening and have a great day.